The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jen and Andrew Colvin is presented by Grey Goose.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
What
we are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
It's election day. We get the people to the polls and give them what they want.
Jalen, we have some sound from Bill Belichick about this Patriots season, some indication from Daryl Morey about the 76ers, but we start with Monday Night Football, where the Giants put up a fight against the Buccaneers. It came down to the last second. Do you think this Buccaneers last second victory was more of a concerning event or a win that got them to 6-2 and they're headed to play the Saints rolling?
It's crazy. When you said the Giants, the first thing that popped in my mind was Busta Rhymes. I've been listening to his new album, and being on your New York trying to give them a moral victory, we're not going to be able to do it. Don't be worried about the Buccaneers. Don't they have Tom Brady? Didn't he look great in the second half? Didn't he throw a touchdown to Evans? Didn't he throw one to Gronk? Yes. Don't they still have Fournette in the backfield? Like, they're loaded. Aren't they adding Antonio Brown
to
go with their offense as well? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I am not worried. Byron Leftwich is calling the plays on the sideline, and we know what they're doing defensively with Todd Bowles. This is a complete football team, the best one, along with the Seattle Seahawks that we have going in the NFC.
It is a complete football team that needed a little help from the referees at the end of a game. The Giants scored, and they were looking to get a two-point conversion, and it was this play that led to a little controversy. Jones throws to Lewis, and then there's a flag that comes in for a PI call. The referees convene and then decide not to make the call, giving the Bucs the win. What do you think of this non-call?
That Jones to Lewis sounds like a law firm. And when you're a bad team, you're always looking at the officials to bail you out. And even though that this, I believe that this is pass interference, Daniel Jones, you got to get that ball out and complete that pass, dog. You got to get that ball out. You got to get that ball out. Complete that pass, dog. And as a matter of fact, I needed Tom Brady to get 5 more points. I wanted this game to play longer. I needed overtime, Jacoby. I lost my fantasy league game yesterday because of this play.
Jalen, I have a conspiracy theory about the events that ended this game. I think when the referees convened, they've got a little earpiece in their ear. And I think during the time while they're talking and we're all watching the replays at home, that someone's telling them whether they should make the call or not. And then they're like, all of a sudden, oh, we discussed it and we came out with the perfect call. Watch. I don't have no evidence to support that theory, but that's what I think happens. Now, you mentioned Daniel Jones should have got that ball out earlier, and you're absolutely right. And he made some terrible interceptions in this game. He did look bad. Both of the times that he threw interceptions that you will see right now, I was screaming at the television, just throw the ball out of bounds. He's in the clutches of the defense, and he just throws terrible interceptions. These two interceptions were inexcusable. However, I walk away from this game feeling like Daniel Jones is the franchise quarterback for the New York Giants. I was listening to the media today, and they're talking about how if they go 1-15 and they have a chance to pick a Fields or pick a Lawrence, that they should. Daniel Jones made some great throws. Daniel Jones brought the team back and made this throw to Golden Tate at the end of the game. That is a pinpoint perfect throw, as some would even say, a dime. That one to the tight end. Jalen, I thought that Daniel Jones looked good, and with those two interceptions, That's a simple mistake that's easily fixable for someone who's young in their career. I honestly watched this game and said, I think Daniel Jones took the team down the field at the end of the game and engineered a nice drive and put them in position to have that PI call controversial ending. I honestly feel that way. What do you think about that opinion?
Second-year quarterback, he's shown some arm talent, and I could tell the way you get enamored with his potential when you see him make that touchdown throw in particular. But Jacoby, you can't say that he's the guy that's shown you enough to make him your future franchise quarterback so far, because he continues to turn over the football. I saw that happen with the Eagles. And remember, Carson Wentz showed promise, and then he got hurt. And then he showed promise, and then he turned the ball over. That's what Daniel Jones does. Interception, fumble, long run, and then all of a sudden he stumbles. So I understand that this is not the position you want to draft in need in this year's draft. However, Dave Gettleman really better be paying attention to the progress of this quarterback, in particular without Saquon Barkley. Because if he continues to regress in certain instances, you may ruin his confidence, Jacoby. So I understand why you're excited about him, but you got to make that throw in a two-point conversion. You got to make that throw. Get that ball out of there.
I agree with you. Now, with Tom Brady being so successful, we have to notice that Bill Belichick isn't exactly that. The Patriots are a dumpster fire.
Really?
Here's what Tom Brady's ex-head coach had to say about this season.
I mean, look, we paid Cam Newton $1 million. I mean, it's obvious we didn't have any money. You know, it's nobody's fault. That's what we did the last 5 years. We sold out and won 3 Super Bowls, played in the fourth, and played in an AFC Championship game. You know, this year we had less to work with. It's not an excuse. It's just a fact.
We're going to clap back. We're going to clap back.
An interesting interview from Bill Belichick. He said they sold out and won 3 Super Bowls. This is not an excuse. They just had less to work with. It's just the facts. What do you think about his statement about this season and what he has to work with?
It's all facts. Look around the NFL. How many teams will mortgage whatever they have to in order to win one Super Bowl? He just said that they put their chips in the middle of the table, made 4-1-3. And he's exactly right. You can't have an expensive backup quarterback if you're going to do that. You can't overpay a running back or a wide receiver if you're going to do that. You can't pay a top-tier pass rusher if you're going to do that. This was a rebuilding year. Most of their guys have opted out. Edelman got old. Their young players haven't really progressed. Tony Michel has dealt with some injuries. And so Bill Belichick is just being honest. He like, we're playing against teams that's paying their quarterback $25, $30 million and won't win the Super Bowl. We're paying Cam Newton $1 million. We're paying Cam Newton $1 million. That's exactly what he said. They took a flyer on Cam.
That's a really good point, Jalen. And we'll move from Bill Belichick's approach to his roster to Daryl Morey's approach to his roster. He was on a press conference along with Doc Rivers, and they said they absolutely think that Embiid and Simmons can work together. Jalen, I know you've got a really good idea of what the future holds for the Sixers. What do you think this year looks like for the 76ers? Will they move one of these big pieces?
I don't believe they move one of these pieces this year. They got one season to see how far they can go. Right now in the Eastern Conference, being a revolving door since, this reminds me of the early 2000s. When MJ left, the East was a revolving door. Then LeBron James went to 9 or 10 straight finals. Now, if you look at the last few seasons, Jacoby, unlikely teams have come out of the East. Even Toronto, with Kawhi Leonard winning a championship his one season there. This year with the Miami Heat, making it to the finals. So now the Nets are going to have Kyrie and KD. You're still going to have the other teams in the East that have been doing well over the last couple of years, including the Celtics that you just mentioned. On paper, the Philadelphia 76ers should be just as good as those teams, if not better. The Milwaukee Bucks just didn't meet expectations. So when you talk about those top 4 or 5 teams in the East, when you add Doc Rivers to go with 2 perennial all-stars and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, you should be in contention. Tobias Harris should play better with his former coach of the Clippers now being with him in Philadelphia. I expect Philadelphia to perform clearly better than this year, and they should be one of the teams that we're considering coming out of the East next year.
Absolutely. Now, Jalen, sometimes after a couple of adult beverages, I get you to tell stories about pickup runs with Magic Johnson and UCLA, and I can really get you going on some of the details. But pickup runs between NBA athletes are different now. We have some footage of some very prominent NBA athletes playing some pickup basketball. John Wall, most notably, and James Harden's in there. You recognize some other faces. But, Jalen, I want to ask you, how is it different now that we have social media and cameras pointed at these runs, and it seems sort of PR more than pickup? How is it different now than it was with you?
Well, I'll tell you how different it was based on those UCLA runs. You just gave me an amazing memory. of the late great Kobe Bean Bryant. Being at the gym with him doing drills, and then afterwards it was early afternoon, going to Santa Monica. We're gonna be young pros, getting massages, getting in the hot tub, getting our bodies ready. The difference was I was in LA to work out for the summer, and then I went and kicked it. He went back to the gym. How about that for the legend? And so these runs, Jacoby, a lot of time they letting you know that the guys are in the gym putting in work, but it's so very edited to highlight the player who gets to post it. So if you notice, the highlights are of James Harden, are of John Wall. So basically you're courtesying that. You don't see no highlights of PJ Tucker. He out there. He got millions of dollars. You don't see Andre Drummond getting no highlights. He's getting paid millions of dollars. He can have somebody hold the camera and post it on his social media feed. So you're right. It's an opportunity to show the world that, yeah, I'm in the gym putting in that work. And a lot of us are in here. However, the footage has to be courtesy based on everybody that's in the gym, because you don't want to make anybody look bad.
Jalen, I was watching these clips. There's something that me and John Wall have in common about our games. There's one thing that me and John Wall have in common when we play pickup. Nope. He had to wear more than one shirt. He had to change shirts at some point during the run. When I go to play pickup, I bring three shirts. That's how sweaty I am. Jalen,
and you still when we don't come take a back, shower.
I have some updated information about the NBA season and the NFL playoff structure. That and much more when we come back. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, yesterday on the eve of Election Day, that is today, Donald Trump held a rally. And during that rally, the people behind him, his supporters, started cheering LeBron James sucks in a reaction to Trump's commentary on NBA ratings. What are your thoughts about this?
This woman over my left shoulder, Jacoby, that's Rosa Parks. She stood for civil liberties. That's exactly what LeBron James does when he's not playing basketball. And for the Lakers to win the championship this year, and for NBA arenas to now be hosting voting sites, is total progress to the leadership of not only the league, but of the face of the game in LeBron James. As a humanitarian, he sacrificed so very much using his voice and using his platform to benefit others. It's just a constant reminder, though, when you're an athlete sometimes and people don't necessarily agree with your stance, they want to denounce it. So I just want to continue to encourage him and people like him to continue to be strong, continue to be disciplined. Today's an important day in our country. Get out and vote.
Well put, Ms. Rose. It is now time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It's Keep It Moving. If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep moving. And we start with some new information about when the NBA season could potentially start. Keep moving, hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes, dog.
The latest is that Adam Silver says time is running out for them to start in December and potentially have the first games being played around, if not on, Christmas. Jalen, what do you think?
I have the solution. Here it is. You start the season as an NBA collective, but the focus should be on the teams that were not in the bubble and the ones that got eliminated from the bubble that didn't make the playoffs, and then the ones that got eliminated early in the playoffs, and you continue that gradual release of allowing all of the teams to then get out there and perform. You can't just feel like you're going to have LeBron James out there 60 days 90 days right after he just won the championship. That's just unrealistic. But to me, there is a way to highlight the teams that didn't get a chance to be in the bubble and still start the NBA season and give the fans something to be excited about as you enter January, because I feel like the true regular season is going to start around MLK Day.
Jalen, the NFL has a very interesting proposal about their playoff structure. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
They're saying that they could expand the playoffs to 16 teams if games are lost due to the COVID pandemic. Your thoughts?
Money, 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 money! More games. And like you said, if games are lost due to the pandemic, then you got to be creative. Look at the NBA. There are 30 teams. 16 of them make the playoffs. In the NFL, there are 32 teams. That would be 50% of the teams making the playoffs.
Great math. We have some terrible news for 49ers fans. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
They have a Super Bowl hangover. Just keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Warriors released a photo of Steph Curry wearing one of their alternate jerseys. It caused a little controversy.
Hit the brakes on this.
Keep moving or hit the brakes. Let's take a look at the jerseys in question. Now, Jalen, they look great to me. What would be the problem with these Warriors jerseys?
So here's the problem, David Jacoby. You know, when I'm going crisscross the country and I'm in Oakland, I'm in Atlanta, that's where my cousins reside. And if that jersey's gonna say Oakland, but you're not playing in Oakland, and the team started to win championships, draft Steph Curry, and become one of the more notable ones in the league, and then you go to the suburbs. So don't try to claim the name when you get to the suburbs. Put San Fran on the jersey. Put Silicon Valley on the jersey. Don't be trying to run with Oakland. Not going to be able to do it.
I would love for that to say Silicon Valley across the chest of the NBA players. Because let's be honest, that's the money that they're chasing. They abandon Oakland and the community because they're chasing that Silicon Valley money. Moving on, we have some rumblings of a boxing super fight matchup. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Ryan Garcia, on the heels of Gervonta Davis's uppercut knockout, has said that he's extremely confident that he will beat down Tank. What do you think about this potential super fight?
For J&J supporters, there are some important sources that work with this show to let me know that Tank gonna be joining us soon. And I can't wait to ask him about that ferocious uppercut right now that basically decapitated another human being. And then also ask him about fighting Ryan Garcia. That would be a mega fight.
I loved Garcia's confidence in this interview, and he said that he was confident he would win, but then he said he could take punches like that. I was like, I'm not so sure, Ryan. You had me up until that point. But no boxer looks forward to taking punches like that, and very few boxers stay on their feet when they do. Although, he's an extremely talented young man. Jalen, my favorite topic of the show.
Hit the brakes.
Thank you so much. There's a young couple that got married in India. And the day after the wedding, the woman found out that her husband was wearing a wig the whole time and he was actually bald. They were married for 2 years and now she's literally suing him. She is suing the man in the court. The police officer had to make a statement about this case because she is claiming that she deserves to get out of this marriage and he deserves to pay her. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose.
So as you were discussing this topic with me, and I know you hated follow-up questions, you made sure to allow me to know that this was an arranged marriage.
No, potentially one. Arranged marriages are commonplace in India, yes.
Okay, so if she was misled, she deserves a lawsuit, dog. So many times you meet people, it's their representative, and then you start realizing some surgery here and a little lipo there, and it's just a different human being. It's a different human being. So I'm with her. She is liable for this case. How do you feel?
Well, I feel like if you fell in love with me or if it's an arranged marriage, either way, we worked together for 2 years and now it's a problem. You found out on day one. And here we are on day 700 and 30, if my math is right. Now on 730, it's a problem. You should have brought this up on day two that it was an issue. Not on 730.
I got
what
you.
Happened in those 729 days that made you feel like now it's a problem? I feel like she's trying to get out using a trapdoor, using the wig as an excuse for the fact that she's not in love with him.
Two athletic things that you can always expose whether somebody's natural or not. One, swimming. Two, playing basketball. Ladies, if you want to check a guy's coordination, have him go to the basketball court. And all of a sudden, he dribbled two or three times. You're like, you know what? I'm going to throw him back into the water. You'll start to look at people different, that analyze the game when you actually see them perform in the game. Or just watch a guy in some basketball shorts. Or tell him to put on a football jersey. You'd be like, you know what? You know what? I'll pass.
Well, Jalen, I would like to speak for my non-athletic brethren. You know what? There's a lot of great guys out there that can't dribble a basketball, okay? There's a lot of great men that can't dribble a basketball, and I'm a ride for those men.
You gotta show that coordination.
When we come back, we will give you our takeaways from week 8 of the NFL. Stay tuned for that.
Can't teach that rhythm. Can't teach that rhythm.
Today is election day. Remember to vote. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Jane and Andrew Kobe is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The Mac is back starting Return Wednesday at 7 p.m. on three ESPN networks. There's three matchups in the Mac. Tune in to that. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, every weekend we watch all the NFL games. We text each other. We make notes. And we distill what we saw down into one takeaway. It's time for Tuesday's Takeaways. Jalen, what is your takeaway from week 8 in the NFL?
The leadership of Mike Tomlin leading Blitzburg to an undefeated record has been outstanding. Also, Russell Wilson playing outstanding, in particular throwing the deep ball. But the Kansas City Chiefs, regardless of record and regardless of stats, are the undisputed best team in the NFL. The defending champions continue to improve seemingly weekly on defense, making timely plays, and their offense is just as explosive as it's ever been, led by Patrick Mahomes.
My Tuesday takeaway is that the Chargers, while they have found their future franchise quarterback, Justin Herbert, that man, they have done something record-breaking, spectacular, amazing. In four straight games, they have been up by 16 points and then blown the lead. This has never happened before in the NFL. The Chargers cannot keep a lead.
That's why they shouldn't have did Tyrod Taylor like that.
Everyone, make sure to go out and vote. We'll be back 2 o'clock on ESPN. We always say we give the people what they want, and on this election day is no different. We'll do some podcast exclusive. Jalen. Shaquille O'Neal and Darrell Wright were doing like what they call a text interview. And they were talking about reminiscing about their time in Miami. And Darrell Wright was talking about one time they were watching film. And Pat Riley would, when you did something wrong, he would rewind the tape and show it like 100 times and ask you why you did it. And Darrell one time laughed at that and got kicked out of the meeting. And when I saw that, I was like, that sounds like something Jalen would do. Take us behind the curtain. What are the film sessions like? What is it like to watch yourself do something so dumb over and over and over in front of your peers?
So the one thing about film study is the tape doesn't lie. However, all mistakes aren't created equal. And all discipline for those mistakes isn't either. And so depending on what player's making that mistake, if you're Dikembe Mutombo, and it's a defensive mistake, it's not going to be a big deal because he's Defensive Player of the Year, future Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. But if you're a rookie 6'8 point guard and you're trying to guard people and keep them in front of you and they're blowing by you, that becomes an issue with the coaching staff. It's vastly different. When you go to Indiana and all of a sudden there's a set play and Reggie breaks off the play and Mark throws it to him on a fade and he makes a three, the crowd goes crazy and everybody loves it. And in the film, nothing gets acknowledged. But when I do that, oh man, we're going to stop. We're going to rewind. We're going to bring it back. So Jalen, right here, like we specifically told you to go underneath the basket. Don't pop out first. You wait till you screen Reggie's man. So you have one job, not to get the shot. It's funny, like I had to, they had to nail this into my head, like chisel, okay? It's like, when y'all cross underneath, even if your man is trailing you, I know you want to get the guy trailing you. I know you want to curl. I know you want to fade. I know you want to get a bucket. But you know what I want you to do? I want you to scream for Reggie. And that used to make me so mad. I used to be like, first off, I remember Charles Barkley saying this about Mo Cheeks and Dr. J, that he basically played with one patch on his eye. And see, Mark and Reggie best friends, dog. And Reggie and Mark, one of the top five assist players of all time. Reggie, one of the greatest shooters and scorers of all time. So, dog, I got to get out and transition. I can't make mistakes. If I make a mistake, then my opportunity is limited. But the film study also, it garners respect of your peers. Because so many times you can show somebody's extra effort plays and challenge the team to play like that. So it's like, wait a minute. Do you see how he recovered on the wing? He fake and fell to the corner. He contested the shot in the corner. He got the rebound and he was going the other way. I'm like, well, yeah, that's why he's Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen. Like, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the other thing when they show you film of other people. It's like, all right, okay, got it. Like, did you see Scotty? You see Gary Payton? Like, he was another tall guard. Like, do you see how GB fighting over these screens and he's relentless defensively? I'm like, I don't know if you realize something. I'm not relentless defensively. You know? Like, I gotta pick and choose my spots, dog. I don't have the energy to be trying to hold somebody under 15 and trying to score 20. When I realized that the latter paid more, I focused on that. See, when I first got in the league, I played D. Oh, 98 playoffs, last dance, I'm playing D, dog. I'll show you the, like, I was the guy they were showing, like, look at Jalen contesting MJ, fighting over screens. And I started to get older. I'm like, who we playing? Kobe? I'm like, get him, Mo Pete. That's you, young fella. I'm 32. That's you, dog. You go ahead and handle that. I'm going to shoot this thing. That's what I'm going to do. And so that's how film study becomes fun, but that's how you garner the respect of your teammates.
When you're a free agent, your agent goes to talk to a GM. Do you know what he doesn't say? Listen, he contested 70% of his offender's shots. He was a great box out guy, and he hustles. That might be at the end of the conversation, but when he's trying to get you a new deal, this is what he scored, this is his assist, and this is his rebounds. And if those are the variables that are weighted most of the equation that equals my money, then that's what I'm going to focus on. That I cannot fault you for that. But I love the idea of the coach. The coach just putting a mixtape together of Gary Payton's defensive tenacity. Like, you know what? I did it. Like, I had the video team. Hey, he's like assistant coach. He's like, hey, head coach, I had the video team cut up a Gary Payton mixtape. I'm going to show it to Jalen. I'm going to infuse Jalen with that spirit. I'm going to turn Jalen into that defensive dog that Gary Payton is. And they push play on that VHS tape, and you watch it, and you're like, yeah, that's what he does.
I'm like, that's great.
That's great, man. That's dog. Great. Can I take that home? It's a great mixtape.
I'm like, can we trade for him and let him guard the best offensive player and let me shoot? I can do Like, we should trade for him. I agree.
Oh, you're the best. Well, also in that interview was Durrell saying his favorite part of the Heat memories. And Shaq said that his favorite part was him and Jarrell Wright getting in a naked fight in the shower and UD not even breaking them up. A couple things. Soft move or boss move, fighting naked.
Well, this is controversial for a basketball player and an athlete. I'm not proud of this. So I'm not saying this because, like, I think it's cute or cool or something like that. But there was a time in my career, like, this is before the NBA. If you get into an altercation with somebody that is bigger than you, then what? How do you even the playing field? So I have been a dude to rush somebody in the shower wearing Timberlands when they were naked. I did that before.
No, in the NBA?
No, this is high school. This is high school.
I'm listening.
All right, so got it. He's bigger than me, check. He's stronger than me, check. I can't whoop him straight up, check. However, when he get in that shower and I come in there with my clothes on and my Tims and he naked, I got the advantage now. And so, yeah, I had Chuck D and Public Enemies, Yo Bum Rush the Show playing in my mind like multiple times. I'm like, yeah, okay. So yeah, that I would say I want to call it a soft move, but I did it before, so I got to call it a boss move.
But there
when you get paid millions of dollars, you don't want to fall on that marble, dog. You don't want to fall on that tile. Really, you bust your elbow, you bust your knee, you bust your head. And if Shaq's talking about fighting somebody naked, you know what that is? Let me tell you what that really is. That's Shaq using his size, picking somebody else up while they're naked and he's naked. That's not two people fighting. That's Shaq wrestling somebody else. If I had to guess what that scene really looked like.
Well, I also love the idea that UD was there and he's like, I'm not going to break this up. This is between y'all. What am I, the cops? It's not my duty, not my civic duty to do this.
That's my guy. You see, that's one of my guys. See, that's what I'm talking about. I hear you, UD. That's what I would do. I'm like, I keep it moving.
Oh, Jalen. I just love the idea of coaches trying to get you to play defense and you just nodding along and being like, yeah, I got that. Wait, next game, watch. Because I know you're not going to sit there and tell them about themselves. And then when you walk out the room, you're like, psst.
But here's the thing, though. It wasn't just somebody playing D. It was Gary Payton. Like, that's different, dog. That's like showing somebody Michael Jordan or Kevin Durant scoring the ball. And it's like, hey, you know what? On Friday, this is what we need from you.
Jalen.
Like,
you know,
so today's Wednesday.
I love that story. We got to do a story time about that one. We don't condone violence here, but this is a particular brand of violence that I'm actually condoning. There is a Florida man who paid $150 for a, quote, full contact experience with a leopard, right? Now, this isn't just based on Tiger King, but generally these sort of wild animals are not kept in the best conditions and they're not treated right. And, you know, I feel like if you're selling them out for $150 full, you know, contact experiences. And so this man paid $150. Gets this full contact experience. And guess what that involves, Jalen? Getting mauled by the leopard. So we don't condone violence, but I condone encaged animal who's being rented out for full contact experiences, giving the real full contact experience. I condone that type of violence. Good for that leopard. $150 to come in the cage with me. Come on now. Shout to that leopard. Your thoughts on this very important news that matters.
My thoughts is you need to talk to your people. Y'all got to get it together, dog.
That's definitely my people.
y'all got to talk to your people, dog.
That's definitely my people. I want to talk to you for a second. I just like the idea. In your mind, I've got like a text thread with every other white person walking the planet. Like, in your mind, there's like a text thread. Like, I can just be like, oh, okay, let me pull up my phone. All right, you know what? I'm going to send the link to the text to the white people thread. We got the white people text group. Let me send the link to them and tell them that we need to stop this behavior. Per Jalen Rose, send. Like, I'm the conduit to the entire race, in your mind.
Yeah, you wanted the leaders of the new school, dog.
Oh, please. I'm not claiming this guy. I'm not claiming the Florida guy that paid $150 to go wrestle the leopard.
So here's what I don't like. Here's what I can't grapple with. Like, where leopard. Does the pleasure come from? Like that's my whole... So I'm paying my money, first off. Second, I want to have fun. Where's the pleasure? I don't understand.
Now, listen, so I'll go the other way with that. I've had a zoo experience where you kind of like get up and close with like a snake or something, you know, like a python or something. They're like, hey, you can pet the snake. And I'm with my kids. I'm like, all right, touch the snake. And just like the majesty of the animal. You know what I mean? Like just full, like contacting a large wild animal and just being like, wow, look at God's work. Look at this creature. Like, I'm walking the earth just like this thing is. I can't believe that we share the same ground and same atmosphere. There's something sort of like bigger than us about that. However, in a cage in Florida, something tells me that we're not talking about God's majesty here. You know what I mean?
David Jacoby, you mm-hmm. talked about taking your kids to the zoo and petting the snake. Mm-hmm. This conversation is so cultural. Let me just give you a different snapshot of these experiences. When I went to the zoo when I was young, the lion had a cigarette, dog, in his mouth. The gorilla had bullet wounds. Dog, the tiger was holding an Uzi. Like, it was a vastly different experience. You needed to stay away from the animals. If I looked at my mother and said, hey, I want to pet the snake, that's what I would do to get a whooping. Like, no, let me just tell you something right now. You stay yo back. I don't care what this dude said. Because a snake gonna snake and a tiger gonna tiger. So I just applaud your cultural courage.
Well, it's not just white people that take their kids to the zoo. But I also say this, is I'm in Los Angeles. My wife is going to be, I hope she never finds out I said this. She was joking, but she said this. And we were looking at the giraffes. And I was like, talking to the kids, I'm just, wow, look at how big they are and how beautiful they are and graceful. And she's looking at it. She pauses for like 10 seconds. And then she goes, think about the handbags. And I was like, oh, God. I was just like, oh, God.
Jamal! She's like, the win!
Think about the handbags. I was like, you're
wrong.
Wow,
look
for that.
At the skin on that thing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thinking, I was
like, you are, that's you a are bag wrong and a coat. For that.
You know what you I'm saying? Are wrong and for that. Shoes. Can we take it home?
She was joking. She's funny. She got jokes. All right. We got time for one voicemail. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
What up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? Longtime listener. This is Adrian from the DMV. Shout out, Reg. I know how much you guys love power couples, so I need your opinion on this one. My wife and I were newly married. We recently got a wedding gift from one of her friends, and she was at the wedding, and now my wife is a little bit on the defensive. We should give her a wedding gift also because she also just got recently married, but on their wedding, we were not invited. Should we give them a wedding gift? Even though we were not invited and not on the wedding, give us a please help us out. Thank you.
First of all, appreciate the call. Shout out to the DMV. I got a simple answer to this one. Two words. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
Wow.
I'm
wow.
not invited to the wedding and I'm supposed to get you a gift? No. Wow. Oh. No. It's called a wedding gift. It's not a I just got married gift. No, no. Strong pass on that one. No, 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 no. You can play her this tape. No, no.
See, sometimes you and Reg the Ledge are ignoring the detail. Didn't he say that that person gave them a gift?
Yeah, so he also said that they came to his wedding.
So therefore, to me, if somebody gave you a gift for your wedding and they got married, especially if you use the gift, like the gift, or value the gift, you should definitely give them one in return. This whole ego play of, oh, I didn't get invited. You know, like, I understand.
Make
like,
a decent point.
I just made five of them. You always have to look at the other person's situation. You never know. It's COVID right now. The guest list could have been limited. Her people could have got invited. Your people could have got invited. It's so many other things. Don't take it personal because you didn't get invited.
You're making some good points. You're making some good points that really just sort of illustrate the difference in our personalities. I'm petty, egotistical, only care about myself. And then, you know, you consider everything. And you're a more considerate, generous person than I am. But I always look at, like, low-key, let's take COVID out of it because that was a good point. But low-key, wedding gifts are just a way to offset the cost of the wedding. Like, low-key, that's what they are. That's what they are. If when I go to a wedding, you know what I give? Cash. That's what I give because I got married. It's expensive. That's the best gift to give. Cash. Go get whatever you want. I'm not going to a registry.
Or just like your friend, it always has a birthday party. It's the same thing. And you know, if your friend Black, they having 30 of those parties.
Yeah, I was about to say, Jalen, it's November. That's time to start celebrating your birthday on January 30th. Like, it's not, we don't start celebrating now, but it's just time to start making preparations.
Right
in the fourth quarter.
Year's.
It's like right fourth down. I got a fist in the air like a football player. Fourth down. It's fourth down on Jalen's wedding, y'all. Fourth down on Jalen's wedding.
Happy birthday, sorry, Colin birthday. Kaepernick. I decided based on the holidays and stuff like that when to actually celebrate my birthday.
Oh,
between
yeah.
MLK Day through the Super Bowl / Valentine's Day. That's when I celebrate my birthday.
Okay, good. That gives you a good like 45-day window. I think that's about appropriate. That's about appropriate. You basically celebrate one day for every year you've been on Earth. So when you turn 90, it's going to be 3 months. That's
no
how
doubt.
We should start doing it.
Let's
That's
go.
How we should start
Let's
doing
go.
It.
Let's go.
Appreciate everybody. Appreciate the call. We will be back tomorrow. Make sure you go out and vote. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
For real. Because your life depends on it. We're not done.